Bill for 5th Virginia Casino survives Senate vote. The Virginia Senate has passed a bill that could lead to a referendum on whether a casino should be established in Fairfax County. The legislation now moves to the House of Delegates for further consideration. Senate Bill 982, introduced by Senate Majority Leader Scott Surville, was approved with a 24-16 vote after an intense debate that revealed divisions among lawmakers and local leaders. If the measure also clears the House and is signed into law by Governor Glenn Youngkin, the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors will have the power to present the issue to voters through a referendum. Supporters of the bill contend that a casino would provide much-needed revenue for both Fairfax County and the state. The county is currently dealing with a $292.7 million budget shortfall, partially attributed to a declining commercial real estate market. Surville, along with other advocates such as Senator Dave Marsden, has pointed to a 2019 report by the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Commission, JLARC. The study projected that a casino in Northern Virginia could generate an additional $155 million in gaming tax revenue statewide. The bill establishes strict criteria for where a casino could be built. The location must be outside the boundaries of Interstate 495, within a quarter mile of Metro's Silver Line, and within 2 miles of an indoor shopping mall with at least 1.5 million square feet of retail space. Additionally, the casino must be part of a larger mixed-use development that spans a minimum of 1.5 million square feet and includes commercial, residential, or entertainment components. Comstock Companies, a developer behind Reston Station, has expressed interest in constructing a casino in Tysons, near the Spring Hill Metro Station. The company has outlined plans for a broader entertainment district that would feature residential units, a hotel, a 6,000-seat concert venue, a convention center, various retail spaces, and an IMAX theater. Mixed reactions to casino proposal. Labor unions have voiced support for the project, citing a labor peace agreement that would ensure union jobs in its development and operation. However, the proposal has encountered strong resistance from several groups, including religious organizations, national security professionals, and community associations. The Virginia Faith and Freedom Coalition has expressed concerns about the negative social impact of a casino in the area. Additionally, some individuals in the defense and intelligence sectors have warned that a casino near Tysons could create security risks. Surville has challenged these objections, pointing out that Virginia already permits online sports betting and that the MGM National Harbor Casino is operating just across the Potomac River in Maryland. He has also suggested that opposition to the proposal may be influenced by MGM's interests, a claim that some legislators have dismissed. Senator Jennifer Boyce, along with Senators Barbara Favola, Saddam Aslan Saleem, and Adam Eben, voted against the measure. They argued that neither Fairfax County officials nor its residents had requested a casino referendum. Boyce further emphasized that prior casino authorizations in Virginia had been supported by local representatives and communities, unlike this proposal, which has generated significant opposition. Many residents have voiced their disapproval of the casino plan. A survey conducted in January by the Tysons Stakeholder Alliance, a coalition of local workers and residents, found that 64% of likely voters in Fairfax County and 79% of Tysons respondents opposed the casino proposal. Senator Saleem reported that his office had received approximately 1,300 emails and phone calls on the matter within 2 weeks, with nearly all expressing opposition to the project.